Hi, welcome to the Three English Experts. I'm Dave.
I'm Rebecca.
And I'm Birgit.
And welcome to this episode.
Three English Experts is your English podcast to help you speak better English and create a positive and happy mindset for your English learning journey. Hi, so welcome back to the Three English Experts. Today we are recording on the 4th of July, which, as you might know, is Independence Day. And so our topic today is American English. And Dave has prepared some kind of quiz for me and Birgit. We're not quite sure what's going to happen. So I will hand over straight away to my co-host, Dave.
Hello, everybody. So, yes, we've prepared a quiz today to test our colleagues' knowledge of British and American English. And it's a little bit tricky for them because I've included the British English words and I want them to tell me which are the American English equivalents. So this is how it's going to work. I'm going to read out a little text that I wrote about the 4th of July, and I will mention English words, so English, British English words, and I would like them, if they know the American English, to press their buzzer and answer the question. So first of all, we need a buzzer sound, ladies. Birgit, do you have a buzzer sound?
Hello, everybody. Yeah. Kling, ling, ling. That's my buzzer sound.
Kling, ling, ling. That sounds great. Rebecca, do you have a buzzer sound?
I think I'm going to go American cowboy. I'm going to go, yeehaw.
Oh, that sounds very
Is that okay?
Apt. That sounds perfect.
I don't know how I can say it quickly, though. But
Dave, do we get a hint of the words? No, we have to spot
that. No. I just read through the text. And okay. if you don't get it, ladies, there will be from me as the quiz master a whap, whap, oops.
Is that if we get it wrong as well?
Or if you get it wrong, or if you don't know it, if you don't recognize it.
If we miss it.
If you miss it, yes, absolutely. Strict rules in this quiz, ladies. Yeah, it's not easy. Not easy. We're starting off with a few easy ones, and then they'll get more difficult. So are you ready, ladies?
I'm ready.
As ready as we will ever be, I think, yes.
Hands on the buzzers, please, for your first round. Sounds like bingo a little bit. Anyway, it's entitled A Very British Fourth. So here we go. It was the 4th of July and I was on holiday in a quaint. Both at the same time. I think Birgit was slightly quicker. Birgit?
She was, I think.
Vacation.
Yeah.
I think that was the vacation.
Woo! Holiday, vacation. Very good. Here we go. In a quaint flat.
Ding, ding, ding.
Birgit?
Apartment?
Very good, Birgit. Whoa.
I thought you were going to say a flat, like countryside or something. I didn't know you meant a flat. I'm confused. Okay, go on. Carry on.
Just outside Boston. The neighbors had invited me to their place for a traditional American barbecue, and I couldn't wait. Before leaving, I grabbed my jumper.
Ding, ding, ding.
Very good. Birgit, go on.
Sweater.
Sweater. Just in case the evening turned chilly. And packed a few biscuits.
Ding, ding, ding.
Ding, ding. Oh, I've got the wrong buzzer noise. I'm copying Vic.
We should have real buzzers. Cookies.
Cookies. Very good. And crisps.
Yeehaw.
Rebecca?
Chips.
Very good for the kids.
Got the
story there. Okay.
As I walked to the house, I passed a colourful hoarding advertising.
Yeehaw, but I don't know what a hoarding is. Billboard?
Billboard. Very good.
It is.
I think we need to explain that.
A hoarding.
Hoarding.
I don't know that one.
Yes. Yeah. That's a
like
British
big,
English
a
word.
Big sort of advertising sign.
Yeah.
I would never use that British English word. Maybe I could hoarding. Think of billboard.
Actually, billboard came to me first. When I read hoarding, I thought, billboard. Yeah. Advertising the town's Independence Day fireworks. It was all very exciting. On the drive.
Gling, gling, gling. I think there should be on the
drive.
What is there in front of your house? On the pathway. No.
Hesitation. Oops.
No, don't know.
One up for Dave. Driveway.
Oh, driveway. Okay.
Driveway. We say drive. They say driveway.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
The boot.
Ling-a-lee-ha.
Rebecca. Go.
The trunk.
Very good. You're obviously thinking about a car. Very good.
Yes, the trunk.
Of a trunk. Very good. Of the parked saloon.
Yeehaw. And the saloon, I think, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, what do they call that? It's a type of car, you mean, like a saloon?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, what do they call it? Hatchback? No, not a hatchback. What do they
That's
call
what we
it?
Call it. We
yes.
call it that, yeah.
Pickup. Saloon. Something?
No.
Oh, I smell a whack, whack. Oops.
I don't know. Can't think.
Pressure's on, girls. Sedan. I don't know if I've said it correctly.
Sedan? Oh, really? Yeah. Is that what they say?
Sedan, yeah. I may have said it pronounced.
We really need an American.
If there's an American around there, to correct my spell, my
They're
pronunciation.
They're probably cringing. They're probably cringing listening to this. Like,
I'm lost.
What the hell are they talking about?
So a saloon is a sedan in American
sedan.
English. Was full. They'd stashed sports equipment, trainers.
Yeehaw.
Mm-hmm.
Sneakers.
Very mm-hmm. good. Food, beer, and even jerry cans of petrol.
Gasoline. So the kling-a-ling-a-ling.
Where's it? Yeah, you've got to bit your buzzer bit.
This is so complicated for a Friday afternoon.
We can't press anything. That would be a lot easier with a real buzzer.
Deal with it. I'm totally uber-forward at the moment. Okay.
Oh dear, overwhelmed. So petrol is, of course, gas. Very good. Petrol is gas. Everything but the kitchen sink, I thought. When I arrived, the grill was sizzling. The kids were playing noughts and crosses.
Oh, yeehaw.
Mm-hmm.
Tic-tac-toe.
Tic-tac-toe, very good.
Ooh.
On the patio and sipping fizzy drinks.
Yeehaw.
Yeah.
Soda.
Soda, very good. Mm. The youngest one still had a dummy.
Oh, yeehaw.
Yeah.
Pacifier.
Oh, Rebecca's on a roll at the moment.
I'm suddenly catching up.
Pacifier, very good. And was playing with some cling film.
Ah, that cling film? Ling, ling, ling. Isn't that teaser strip? cling film? That's
plastic wrap.
Oh, very good, Rebecca. Yeah, very good, very good.
Like you put over your food kind of thing, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. I cling film, yeah. Sorry.
Do you want a banger in a bun, old bean? Asked my neighbour in a fake British accent. My biggest pet hate.
Sorry?
What? So are we talking about bangers and buns or what are we talking about now?
Pet hate.
My peeve or what?
Yes, pet peeve. Very good.
Pet peeve.
Ooh, pet peeve. We say pet hate.
They I was trying to translate banger and bon.
Well, I was a bit confused with the banger because they Americans also say sausage and hot dog, right?
Hot
as
dog.
Well, and also
a
banger.
Wiener. Yeah. It's a wiener. Yeah,
a wiener. Mm-hmm. So. Where was I? I lost where I was. My biggest pet hate, so pet peeve, when I'm in the States.
Ling ling in the US? No.
US, very good. In the US.
They don't say the States, no?
They don't say the States.
No, no, no.
Okay.
I laughed, took a bite, and tomato sauce.
Ling ling.
Yes.
It's just a pronunciation, isn't it? I mean, tomato. Gravy?
Oh, yeah.
Gravy.
No. But tomato and tomato. Yes. Go on.
Ketchup.
Add tomato sauce. Oh,
ketchup.
Come on.
Squirted on my clean vest.
Oh, yeehaw.
Yeah.
A waistcoat?
No, vest is underneath.
Oh, I don't know then.
The shirt.
Underneath, under.
The underwear.
I'm giving you a tip.
Undershirt.
Very good. Well done, Birgit.
Undershirt.
Undershirt.
It's like a vest, yes.
They call that an undershirt.
I believe so. Any Americans, correct me if I'm wrong, please.
I have no idea. I'm clueless. Okay, go on.
And trousers.
Oh, yeehaw.
Yep.
Pants.
Pants. Oh, both together. Very good.
Big and containers. I was going to say pants.
My neighbor looked at me. I looked at him and we both burst out laughing. He handed me a napkin.
Yeehaw.
Yes.
A serviette. Oh, no.
No, no. There's another word.
Tissue? No.
Wap, wap, oops. It's a paper towel. Very simple.
A paper towel. Oh, I like that.
Raised his beer and said, cheers, my dear. Welcome to our independence party. Eat, drink, and be merry. Thanks so much, but let's not talk history. It isn't my cup of tea, I said.
There's supposed to be another one you're looking like.
it's not my Budweiser. I don't know what the Americans drink. It's not my coffee.
Where's your buzzer, Rebecca?
Sorry, yeah. I have no idea. It's not my coffee. Coffee? I don't know.
Cup of coffee.
I have no idea what do they say for that. It's not my
truckload.
My truck. They've always got trucks. I'm like, go on, Dave.
Oops, it's my thing. It's not my thing.
Oh, come on.
It's a bit boring. You're not my thing.
That's it. Well done. Very good.
Thank you. That was quite difficult.
I tried to make it a little bit, sometimes easy, sometimes a bit difficult. Ooh,
I was so focusing on the story. I don't think I understood the whole thing. I was so focusing on the words. I need to
something
read
about sausages and ketchup. I don't know.
I think you could. You might be asked to read stories now, synchronize, or have a nice way of reading. Yeah.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Yeah. So there were words where obviously we British say one thing, the Americans say another. And
can
of
I just
course,
ask, sorry? Can I just ask a question about one of them?
Yes.
Jumper. So we had jumper.
Yes.
And what was the American version?
Sweater.
Oh, sweater. See, I don't know. I think we say sweater as well.
Oh,
though.
I think we do nowadays. Sweater. Yeah. Sweater. I think we do
nowadays.
That's
a nice sweater.
But it's kind of come over, oh, I think,
it?
From
yeah.
America.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I previously had one which I took out where it's with garden and the Americans apparently say yard. But we also say yard, right?
But yard for me is no plants. It's just like a concrete kind of, I don't know, where you park your car in the yard or you, I don't know. There's no grass, for example,
exactly.
in a yard. But they say yard for grass as well.
Apparently.
Yeah, they're kind of, I think maybe.
And the Americans can let me know. But that's what I read.
Okay.
Well, that's an interesting conversation going on between two of you because people ask me what's correct, what should I say, this or that? And that depends very much on where you're from and what you're used to talking. And it's not right or wrong. It's just a variety. It's a choice. And some people like the British or used to hear listening to the British. Some are more listening to or watching American series. There's no right and wrong, right? Wrong.
Right.
Right.
Absolutely. I think it's all taste. It's a matter of taste, you know, if you've spent time there or you just like the culture or you watch a lot of American stuff or British stuff. I think it's like you say, there's no real right or wrong. There is one grammar thing that I think that's kind of always kind of interesting. And I get asked this a lot. Now, this is going to annoy you, Birgit, because it's a present perfect.
I know. They use it a lot less. I know. They don't use it as much.
They don't use present perfect. Oh. So where we would say, I've read that book. Have you read that book? Yeah, I've read it. And they would say, oh, yeah, I read that. They would say, I read. They wouldn't use the have read. Oh, yeah, I saw that. I saw that movie where we would say, yeah, I've seen that film. So that it can be a bit confusing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I'm not an expert on that kind of, you know, American use of grammar, and that's the one I know that sort of sticks out. Then it does get a bit confusing. Is it wrong then? Do we need the present perfect, Birgit?
I would say.
Are you going to defend it?
Yeah, I'm going to defend it on the reason that I believe people come to us and say, okay, either my colleagues sound more natural and all that, I still believe, and I venture to say this without knowing about the present perfect and being able to use it at least in sentences like have been doing, have done for since, Zeitspanne, I think that will be very difficult to feel like a native English-speaking person. So I would always argue, don't try to avoid the present perfect. Look at it. If you, in the end, don't use it a lot, it's maybe like the American way. But we have this grammar queen, Ellen Jovin, with an episode we recorded. She's American. So she sat in all the American states and answered questions, on grammar. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think, mate, you're right, they're bigger with the since. I think they do use it, for example, they would say, oh, I've been here since 6 o'clock this morning. They would use it in that case.
Yeah.
I think it's the one, and actually it's one of the present perfect ones that a lot of people get confused with this. Instead of saying, I read that book. Yeah, I've read that book. You know, they always ask. So I think in that case, you can say both. I read that book or I've read that book. And this sort of, I've, you know, I've lived here for 20 years. They would use the same. So it's not that they never use present perfect.
No,
it's just
not.
There's some situations where they don't. So that's
definitely, because I have been focusing or listening hard on that. Do they really avoid it? No, they don't avoid it. You find present perfect in American English. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
I think there's also a quite a big one with the prepositions, isn't there? Sort of often.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's confusing.
Like on the weekend, at the weekend, and I don't know, sort of write, you often say write to somebody. We say in British English to write to somebody, and the Americans knock out the to and just say write somebody.
Yeah, I wrote her, right.
Yeah, So there's all the, I mean, I think there's no right or wrong. It just depends. I would all, on the other hand, I would sort of urge people to, if they decide they want to have the British, then they stay with the British. If they can spot the difference, and then with the American, either or, it doesn't really make sense
to
mix. Yeah, it doesn't make.
Yeah.
And what I also remember from living in Germany, and I'm guessing in other countries where they learn English at school, is that often I heard about teachers being favorable to one or the other, then actually really cracking down on kids who maybe, for the sake of argument, is the teacher who speaks British English or favors British English, and then a kid would maybe spend a year in America, come back, and then use more American English, that the teacher would actually be hard on that student or
that
kid. And that, I think, is not good at all, because it's not fair on the kids anyway, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. No, I mean, I wouldn't correct someone and say, well, you're not using British English and I'm a British teacher. I always say to someone, if you really want to focus on like American, then it maybe would help to have an American trainer. You know, that makes sense. But otherwise, I would say, oh, you can say that's just I would say it like this, but that's just the British American thing. Yeah.
Yeah. And another interesting thing, or maybe important to mention, is what you said, either or, David. I completely agree to that. And that happens a lot in writing. Also, I see that when we talk or use presentations of customers online, it's inconsistent. So sometimes there will be the American writing or the English. So yeah, find out what your company policy is on that. Do you have American or British English in the company? And then comply to either.
Yeah, I think that's a really good point, actually, because a lot of companies do prefer one type, and it's actually in their policies that we as a company use British or American English. So if you haven't thought about that, that's a good thing to think about, that because it is important. And, you know, these days when you're using translation tools or you're using ChatGPT, you can tell it this needs to be in American English. So it needs to have that spelling, and because obviously there are a lot of words that are spelt differently as well. So yeah,
the golden nugget. So, and linking up to that, we have our golden nugget of the day, and that's coming back to also what Rebecca just said, also with the pronunciation. And so how to know how a word is pronounced. In particular, for example, we have the example schedule or schedule. Some people say schedule, some people say schedule. Which is British, which is American. I will leave this in the show notes as well. A fantastic place to go to find this out and also to help you get ideas of explaining vocabulary in English and not translating it necessarily is the EnglishLearnersDictionaries.com. So I will put this in the show notes. So please have a look in the show notes for that. But when you look up a word, let's say schedule, as I just said, you type in schedule and then it comes up. There's the option of listening to it in British or American English. And so you get an idea of how the word is pronounced in either one. So that is our golden nugget of today. There are other options. There are other places where you can do that. But one I find is particularly useful is the OxfordLearnersDictionaries.com, because also you can see also the way they define words, etc., synonyms. And also they show you whether something or how the American English is sometimes different. So that's quite a useful website.
Okay, so that was a fun episode for Rebecca and me, for us, hopefully for listeners also. And I'm now announcing another fun episode because we are going to celebrate our 50th episode. Unbelievable.
Yeehaw! I'm going to do yeehaw.
Can you believe that? Wonderful. So we will probably collect something of 50 golden nuggets. There will be a collection of 50 golden nuggets in the near future available, and maybe some giveaway or some fun episode. So yes, tune in and press play and listen to us. Thanks for listening for such a long time, and bye for now.
Bye for now.
Bye.
Thank you so much for pressing play today. If you enjoy our podcast, please share with your friends, your family, or your co-workers. Or you can also support us by giving us a thumbs up or a star rating or a review on whatever podcast platform you are using to listen to us. For questions and comments, you can also head over to our website, 3EnglishExperts.com. Thank you so much for listening. We really appreciate your support. Have a great day and see you next time.